You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC with Justin Rowlatt. And last week, you may have heard our African contributor, Bright Simmons' letter to Barack Obama, in which he expressed his frank opinions on what he sees as the failures of American economic policy on the African continent. This week, Bright is back with a letter to US presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Here, he explores, with his usual outspoken panache, how he believes the Republican White House hopeful can make a mark on the global economic stage.
Dear Mitt Romney, I understand that your strongest credential in your upcoming battle with President Obama for the American presidency is your perceived understanding of business and economics. So when I picked up a couple of your speeches on foreign affairs, I was expecting to see some serious analysis of America's current and evolving economic relations with the world. After all, globalization means that you cannot fix America's economic problems in isolation. I also assumed that you were aware that it's not just America's dependence on foreign oil or its rickety labor migration system that needs attention as far as America's economic survival is concerned. It seems that you do acknowledge China in a good number of your calculations. From what I could see, you are persuaded of the need to scare China away from manipulating its currency because you believe this will somehow help balance your trade with the Asian giant. Seeing that your blueprint for the American century, as you call it, failed to mention Africa even once, I presume it means little to you that China is now our continent's biggest trading partner. I'm afraid I need to shake up this comfortable picture of the world you have created. I apologize that I am an unknown commentator from a continent that barely exists to you or your advisors. It is China's growing zeal for exploration, its vigor in pursuing and evaluating new opportunities that have driven it both into new regions and new sectors, and in some ways made American exports uncompetitive throughout the rest of the world. That China is now breaking into economic sectors once considered the exclusive preserve of America can only compound your trade woes. That China is building broad alliances in every part of the world, including those that you believe barely exist, makes your work double difficult. Forget about the currency red herring, Mr. Romney, and face the real issue, the growing loss of global competitiveness. Stop thinking of the world as you prefer to see it, and try to know it for what it is. That is the true moral of the Chinese-Africa story I have just shared with you. Sincerely yours, Bryce Simmons for the BBC World Service.